Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 12-9, December 9, 2022. And, I'll tell you what. Matthew 24, Lord Jesus. Yeah, I mean, he's just told you so much right there, has he not? Luke 21, like I read last night. But, you see, he says in verse 8 of Matthew 24, okay? But before that, let's just say, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. That means they're going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. But the end is not yet. Oh, you might get killed in the war, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And then Jesus says, it's the red letter edition. Get you a red letter so you know what Jesus has to say. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he, verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Lord Jesus wants you to endure until the end. You see, that's what he would like to have you to do. And that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, the prophet, stand in the holy place. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. And neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you saw Brother Quayle posted a story. I think it was from one of the British papers, the Daily Mail, probably. And in the United States, about four out of ten people in the United States believe that we're in the end times. We're in the, you know, end times, the end of days, and that type of thing. So I wanted to read you what Lord Jesus had to say here, but I'm also going to read you right now what he talks about in chapter 25 of Matthew. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all of those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. You see, that is the key. We don't know when he's coming, but we can know the season when he's already told you in Matthew 24 of what we just read. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. And then the killing's really going to start. They're going to come after you because you love Jesus. But I'm going to tell you what, you want to get out of this mess? You want to have everlasting life? If you're to lose your life, or they shoot you in the back or the head, or chop you up, or whatever it is they're going to do in a war, or when they come for martial law, or whatever it is. If you're to lose your life on this planet, you're going to have everlasting life with them in heaven. Go read John 14, man. Go read John 14 and the gifts he also gives you there. I'm going to get into some stuff tonight. I'm going to tell you what. First thing I'm going to tell you is that on all the military comms that are going on now, the United States military's communications on the radio traffic, etc., they're asking for authenticator codes from anybody who calls into the station or anybody who calls them in their particular plane or on their ship or at their unit or their base or whatever, or anybody who's calling into Andrews or any of the different stations, Puerto Rico or wherever it might be, okay? They're asking for authenticator codes, you know, to prove you are who you are. Why is that? Because there are a number of different enemy that are on the nets, are already on the nets. And why is that? Or how can they do that? Don't we have codes and all that stuff? Yeah, we got authenticator for a Russian Spetsnaz, Special Forces. Oh, did they just beat me out on that, maybe, huh? Allegedly, he hired Russian Spetsnaz, Special Forces. And at that point in time, we were told that he allegedly gave up to 1,500 radios of the new type U.S. military radios to the Russians, and he also allegedly gave them the NATO codes, the U.S. radio codes protocol, the NATO codes of protocol. They also, besides that, and the military, there is a large knowledge now saying that they know that the Russians or the Red Chinese can enter into the police and fire and emergency radio systems, the 911 systems and the dispatch systems, the radios that they use. I mean, they've got Chinese chips in those radios, you know. But it could be the Russians that also gained access, and they're still here. A lot of these specialists are here. They're still getting paid. And you recall that Hunter Biden got a lot of money from the Russians, got a lot of money from the Ukrainians, and he got a whole lot of money from the Red Chinese. But anyway, the Russians and the Chinese can get into the police and fire radio, and in some locales, some big cities, they're also understanding and getting the deal that they're getting bogus or faked calls into the dispatch by allegedly policemen or fire, but generally it's been mostly cops, and that they're getting like reports of stuff. And they had one, let's just say, out of the greater Cincinnati metro in that area. Let's say that. Heard about one case there not long ago where the dispatch says, well, car number, 54, where are you? You better go up and go to this spot. Because car 53 is in trouble and he needs your help. So they go up there, and car 53 and 54 are there. And 54 says to 53, did you call in and say, ask for help? No, not really. So then 54 calls the dispatch. There used to be a television show called Car 54, Where Are You? That's my allusion to it. I should have probably used a different one, but that be that as it may. The young people won't even know what I'm talking about. But the fact is that the one squad car, the guy who was sent to assist the officer in trouble, gets there, and he calls to the dispatch and says, well, dispatch, who called in this thing? Well, car 53, And car 54 says, no, dispatch, that's wrong. I'm standing here next to him, and he just told me he made no such call. Well, we also have the problem is that dispatch can be bogused up. Dispatch could call and send somebody somewhere and send everybody go to this locale, but it really wasn't dispatch. And then while they go over there, then boom, over here, a whole power plant or power grid goes out, let's say. You see what I'm saying? So the falsification and on the lines and also on the dispatch itself can be bogused up, but they can also, as well as that, and then I've known a lot of good people over the years that talk to me about how their whole 911 system went down. One time down there in the Crossroads area in Texas, the whole 911 went out, Other place, 911 goes out. Other place over here, 911 goes out. Don't get back up for a couple, two, 3 days. And they don't know what did it. So they can also take down the emergency system. Now, let's say that you got the power grid pops off, all right? You can do an EMP, or as we've talked about, as I've always talked about the EMP, I've always told you also that there are 9 to 10 key power substations in the United States. If those are all taken out, boom, 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 right at the same time or within close proximity, within a couple minutes of each other, that in and of itself will take the entire power grid of the United States down. 9 to 10 key power substations, not power plants, the generating plant, but the power substations like these ones in North Carolina, or like the ones in Oregon and Washington and different places, or like the ones back a number of years ago in California, where they were all shot out. They shot the transformers out and all the different things. Now, the problem is, and you say, well, all they got to do is get a new transformer. Do you know that most all of the transformers are either made in Red China or in Germany or Switzerland? We don't make them here. So we got to get them from overseas and order them. And if there's a big demand, then boy, there's trouble. So if somebody doesn't have a supply of them, and most states and most companies don't, they have some, but not very many. But if this happens grid-wise, this grid will not ever get back up for at least 18 months. Now, congressional testimony said in Congress, and Trump tried to address this, but they wouldn't let him. The grid would not go up for 18 months, but within the first 12 months or 1 year after the grid goes down, 90% of the population of the United States will die. Does that fit with what Lord Jesus is talking about? That if the time were not shortened for the elect, there would no flesh be saved. Nobody would be alive. So I'm telling you that this is ongoing right now. Now, the surveillance aircraft off the East Coast, and that goes for up on the northern East Coast, the central East Coast, in and around Norfolk and Oceana, and, you know, Virginia, Maryland, Chesapeake Bay, all of that. And then on down by Savannah and on down by Jacksonville and all of those areas. Then in the Gulf Coast and also the West Coast, the Great Lakes and the Smoky Mountains are all still being surveilled. You will not see all of the aircraft up there because they're turning the transponders off, as they should, because we're at a wartime type footing. We're at a wartime type footing, okay? Putin has said anybody messes with them or threatens the Russia, they're going to nuke them. They're going to take them and wipe them off the face of the earth. Now, do you remember what they said a few weeks ago, the Russians? They said Great Britain or the UK would be totally wiped off the map. They said the United States would still be on the map and most of them be destroyed. But there would also be, down the center of the country, a new naval strait. As in S-T-R-A-I-T, strait. And it will be called the Strait of Stalin, okay? Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Great Lakes coming down straight down and heading to the Gulf of Mexico, going down the rivers, the Illinois River, the Missouri, the Mississippi, you know, the Ohio, Tennessee, or, you know, Kentucky, all of them going down into the Mississippi and then going down to the Gulf of Mexico with all the water from the Great Lakes, which is fresh water. It's the drinking water, you see, and all of that. For all the cities and all of the industry along the Great Lakes. So if we see that go down, that could happen with the tsunami-type nuclear drone subs that the Russians have, which are autonomous, and I believe still are in terms of my belief, because I'm one of the people that alerted you to it. We've tried to warn the government. We tried to warn the military. Some of them listen. We watch this all the time. But they're not watching it. The NSA, I've been told recently, the NSA is more interested in what's going on in your telephone. Your telephone that you're using or looking at right now, or that's on the desk in front of you or in your pocket. They want to listen to what you have to say on the telephone. They're listening to every single one of you. They're listening to all of your home phones, your sat phones, all of it, cell phone, whatever you got. That's what the NSA is doing, but they're not paying attention to the enemy. Now, this is something that's quite interesting, is that in the Arab states and the Muslim countries in the Middle East, some of them use similar preamble codes and stuff on their messages. And they use them at times when something hot's getting ready to happen. Okay? And it's an alert deal that they use that some people in the signal intelligence business know what it is. They don't know exactly what they're saying, but they know when they see the preamble stuff, that this is a big deal for them, and they're usually talking about something hot. Well, just prior to, allegedly, just prior to the North Carolina power plants going down, the power substations getting nailed, that allegedly one of these Middle Eastern, you know, Muslim or Arab or Persian countries that used that preamble right before that stuff happened. Now, that does not mean that it was an Iranian or a Saudi or, you know, whatever that did that. That just means that somebody knew something was going to happen. And it could be they knew that the Russians are going to do it, or the Red Chinese are going to do it. Or maybe the Russians or the Red Chinese did do it in terms of great terror and utilized somebody. Utilize somebody to shoot the power substations out. Now, here's something here. These may not even be key power substations. They could be just doing this. And then, of course, the Department of Human Sacrifice, the geniuses. Oh, it's because people don't like these drag queen story hours in the LGBTQ, and it's the white supremacist Christian veterans, and for probably the disabled veterans, the really mean ones and tough ones, you know, that hate all of the drag queens and hate the LGBTQ. And they say that that's who's shooting these out. No, this is called war, you dumb jerks. It's called war. You're on the side of the Red Chinese. You're on the side of the Russians. You're on the side of those that take money from them. And you're operating on their behalf in a destruction of America. Department of Human Sacrifice. You got your camps, you got your stuff, you got your guillotines, you got it all ready, set up, ready to go. And consequently, you're getting ready to drop the dime on whatever, you know, you're going to drop when the balloon goes up, or you'll cause the balloon to go up. And maybe, just maybe, it's the DHS or the DIV5 or somebody or the EIEIO this or that that has taken out our own power substations. Maybe they want to blame them on the Russians. Or maybe it's the Chinese ordering Mayorkas or Ray Ray through Red China Joe, order them through them for them to do it, you see. Because we no longer can trust or count on that. Now, a whole other group of the Twitter messages and all of the stuff about the blacklist and all the things came out tonight. And I'm going to tell you, the FBI is involved and talking to all of them and talking to Facebook and all of it. You ought to get your butt off of Facebook or whatever they call it now. You ought to get off of that. Get off the Instagram. Get off the TikTok. Every time you go to the TikTok, TikTok takes over your cell phone and watches everything you do. Now, another thing, these 9 to 10 key power substations, they pop those, the grid goes down. The grid goes down. It could have been hardened. Trump wanted to harden the grid. They would not allow him to do it. Because they want this grid to go down. I can remember back in 2000. At the turn of the, you know, the millennium bug. Do you remember how much they spent to fix the millennium bug in the computers? And then I can recall Slick Willie, Billy Clinton, saying in a speech to, like, in a meeting, not to the public on TV, but in a meeting to different people, saying that they would probably have to turn the grid off. in order to fix the millennium bug. So they were planning on turning the grid off back then under Clinton. But I tell you what, a whole lot of guns and firearms were sold during those eras, you know. And they're still being sold in record numbers. So they're scared of you out here. They're scared of you, all the different states. You know, the main maniacs. The Vermont, New Hampshire gangs. The Mars Hill boys. The Tejas. The Tejanos. The Western Kansas rifle shooters. Ironsights. All them old Missouri Ozark boys. The Ozark Mountain Daredevils. And then the Arkansas. Louisiana. All of the different states, the Michiganders, the Ohio gang, parts of Illinois, parts of Indiana, parts of the Iowa, and Nebraska, all of the states of the Union. I'll tell you what, you go and you buy some more ammunition tomorrow, rack the totals up, go get you some more. If you don't have 1,000 for every weapon you own, then you need more, all right? If you've got 1,000 for every weapon you own, you maybe need 2,000 to 3,000 rounds for every weapon you own. Like an old friend. He's an Army man, a good man. He lived in Rhode Island, in the capital. And he once said, Hawk, do you think 95,000 rounds is enough? And I said, well, I'm knowing where you live up on the hill. And down the hill is chaos, what I've understood. It may not be enough. He said, well, I got high fences and I got a lot of dogs, you know. I said, well, then you'd probably be all right. But maybe add another 5,000, making it even 100,000 rounds. Now, people have no concept of that. But you realize if you go to a firing range or you just go out plinking, how quickly you can shoot 100 or 200 rounds of ammunition. No time at all. Three magazines, you know, three 30-round mags, right? 90 rounds, right? Easy to do. So you're going to need something because we don't know who's coming. We don't know if it's going to be Department of Human Sacrifice or the FBI or the 87,000 Internal Revenues or whoever it's going to be. Martial law. Well, you say, well, martial law, that's pretty far-fetched. Oh, well, here's Brazil in chaos. Al Turner had a story, a report out over stolen election. Emergency broadcast system has been activated. And the military in Brazil says martial law is coming. The country of Brazil is in the chaos this morning after weeks of citizen protest of what? Of the stolen presidential elections. Now, allegedly, Twitter and Facebook and all these other people have been involved in them and then other different social media. And so the martial law idea has been now brought up, and the emergency broadcast system is activated, and citizens are being told to stock up on food and water for 21 to 30 days. Martial law will be implemented, and troops given shoot-to-kill orders for anyone found out on the streets. Well, you don't think that could happen here? Find out which FEMA region you live in and what the capital is. If you don't know, look it up. Take your state, say what region, FEMA region is, oh, I don't know, Idaho in. Or what FEMA region is Georgia in. Or what FEMA region is Texas in. or what FEMA region is Missouri in, or what FEMA region is Michigan in. You see what I'm saying? Or New York. And find out where the capital of it is, because that's who is going to be running it. It's going to be the martial law system in the United States. Oh, they've been wanting to do this since Nixon. Well, and I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, don't get this crud, whatever this crud is. I'm on the second week of it now. And it's kind of weird because now I got a little bloody nose situation. I got rid of the stuff in the cough in the lungs, in the tight chest. But then I went to the drippy nose and all the stuff and fever. All right. This stuff is not the usual stuff, the cold or flu that you get. I think, like Brother Quayle used to talk about, they're probably introducing one, two, or three parts of some kind of a new biological weapon. So you got to guard yourself against it. And I, in this particular case, I don't know how I came to getting it, but I did. Probably at the grocery store or something. And I know what to take and all the different stuff, because I've told you for years what to do, and I'm doing everything I can do. But I don't feel real great, so if I get cranky tonight, you'll understand why. Now, look at something else here. You can always watch the price of gold and silver, the platinum. And 1797.90 on gold, it went up $8.40 today. That's a good jump. Silver, 23.46 an ounce. That's up 41 cents today. Platinum, 1024, up $19 today. Starting to see movement. And we have a situation where you got the Operation Sandman, you got Operation Cedar, and all these different things dealing with the dollar. And then right today, in the, you know, the last day or so, you've got Red Chinese are in Riyadh. You got Xi in Riyadh. Talking about how they're going to use the yuan to buy Saudi oil and setting that all up. President Xi Jinping told Gulf Arab leaders on Friday that China would work to buy oil and gas in yuan, a move that would support Beijing's goal to establish its currency internationally and weaken the U.S. dollar's grip on world trade. Now, you remember when I talked to you about this prior to Trump becoming president? And Trump put a kibosh and stopped that by going directly after the Red Chinese. The Red Chinese were in the process of taking the yuan or the renminbi and to make it a new reserve currency. All right? And that it would be partially backed by gold. And they had been buying all the gold and all the silver and all the stuff up. Copper, platinum, all the different metals. They were buying the heck out of it and still are. So now they're going back to, now they're going to break the hold, and they've already broken it with the Russians. The Russians will take the yuan or gold or rubles for their oil from the Red Chinese. So now they're trying to get the Saudis from sticking with the fact that it was set up a number of years ago that all oil had to be sold in the world in dollars. So everybody had to buy dollars, which kept the dollar strong, in order to buy oil. Well, now that's being broken up. That's being challenged, you see. That means the dollar will go down. Here's another thing that I saw, an interesting statistic, and I won't have it exactly right on the numbers, but it'll be close. Where in the past, at the height of the commercial real estate, in other words, you know, office buildings and, you know, buildings downtown, all the different stuff, the big cities and all the major small cities and regional cities, you wherever. Commercial real estate. There's 259 million square feet that used to be inhabited. Well, I guess this year, in about May, it was only 52 million square feet inhabited. Do you think that the value of the commercial real estate, which most of it has a lot of big dollars associated with loans to banks for it, it's leveraged. Do you think the value of commercial real estate is worth what it was at the peak of occupancy? No way, Jose. No way, no way, no way. You've got to continue to prepare by buying long-term storage food. Water purification. Get your water, Berkey water filter system, and get additional filters. You can get them. You got a big family, or if you got a neighborhood group, you know, two or three neighbors, and you all are, you know, kind of like-minded, then you could all buy the Berkey, the big, great, big Imperial Berkey or whatever that can process a whole lot of gallons for a lot of, for several families or a large group. Get extra black Berkey filters to go in there, and then get water blocks or different containers or barrels. I prefer the smaller water barrels that are more portable. I do have large ones, 55-gallon blue, got to be the food-grade blue drums. But I would tell you, you need to get more portable water containers so that you could throw them into the truck or into the back of the car and take off with them, all right? Take off with them, with your Berkey. And you might want to have a couple of them. I also have a K9 Combi, which is a pretty darn good portable filter that I keep in my backpack, in my rucksack. So I'm telling you, and then food, long-term storage food. If you could get, if you have the money, well, you still got the money, you know? If you could go out and buy at least a year's worth of food for you and your family, that is well worth doing. Set it up on, set a pallet up, you know? And put it on a pallet on top of some blocks so there are bricks, or keep it off the floor so the water doesn't get to it. But I would also tell you to buy canned goods, regular canned goods. Or you can get things like the canned meats, the good canned meats that will last 15 to 20 years, all right? But regular canned goods, if they're not puppy, the cans aren't dented or cut, they're not exploded or pupped out or what have you, what I was told by a head of a canning company, and it's a good canning company. I wasn't the head of the company, but it was a, let's just say, a rep for that company. And I could have no problem telling you what it was. It was Allen Canning. It's a good one. And what I asked him at the turn of the Y2K, what the stuff on the side meant, and then the date on the top of the can. He said the date was, that's what he told me. So if it's wrong, then he told me the wrong thing, but there was no reason for him to tell me the wrong thing. He said the date was the date that they could guarantee 100% of the nutrients that are listed on the side label, you know, all the different vitamins, minerals, etc., that are contained in that food, that they could guarantee that 100% of those nutrients would be present till that date. I said, so that doesn't mean that it's good or bad after that, does it? He says, no, the can's not dented, it's not cut, it's not puppy or when you open it, it doesn't have smell bad or look bad or have froth or, you know, floating bugs in it or something. You know what I'm saying? If it's okay, it's been stored properly in a nice, cool, dry place. Then he said, conceivably, you will have, at a certain point in time, you'll start to lose some food value. But he said it won't be as much as you necessarily think. It doesn't all go bad after that date. And I myself, I've had chunky soup that's 8, 9, 10 years old and popped a can open. The one thing I do find I have problems with on the shelves is fruit, canned fruit. It sometimes starts to the acidity or something in the fruit will start to leak. So I'm careful with that. So I tend to look more towards dried fruits, all right, that kind of stuff in container. But the vegetables, the chunky soup, the roast beef hash, the corned beef hash, the Denny Moore beef stew, you need as much of that as you can get. Because what you going to do when all of a sudden they say, well, stay in your house. Anybody coming out on the street will be shot. There's no food left in the grocery store. As you need it, food will be provided to you by military truck. Or we will take you to the sports stadium for rations. And then that's when they go and they're going to take you, right? Well, don't get on the train, if you know what I mean. Don't get on the truck. You'd better have sufficient food and water. Better have ammunition and firearms. You have the right to bear arms to protect your family or to protect yourself from a government that's tyrannical. Declaration of Independence. I'll read it to you again. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the first law of the land. That's the Declaration of Independence. I bought it at Thomas Jefferson's house in Monticello because he's the guy that wrote most of that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get yourself some gold or some silver, then you go to stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com, click on the contact. Or Renaissance Precious Metal, there'll be a contact for buying gold and silver. Or you can call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. And you tell them you'd like to get gold or silver and you want to get it right away. Lickety split, okay? Brother Quayle will tell you, if you don't have your other preps done, then do the water and the water purification and the storage and the water and the food and the ammo and the firearms and firewood and warm winter clothes and insulated boots and gloves and hats and all the different stuff. Body armor. You might need body armor, you see. Gary Olin's place, sportsmansguide.com. Go up there and look for body armor. They've got level 4 and level 3 that at prices that you can't believe. You get to carry, you can put the 3A or 3 plates or the 4 plates in it. You can get a Pasget helmet. You can get a British helmet, Kevlar type helmet. They used to have the Mitch, M-I-C-H helmets too, all right? But if you get anything that'll turn around or glance around off the top of it, it's good to have it or to stop it. Because I'm going to tell you, when this stuff gets started and rolling, when the Wild Weasel and all the trains go to Function Junction, you ain't going to believe it. You're just not going to believe it. Lord Jesus is telling you about it, but people don't read the Bible. Get your red letter edition King James, old King James, with the big print. Let me tell you something. The big print ain't big enough anymore. And make sure you get, that's another thing, get your magnifying glass. If nothing else, you can start your campfire with it on a sunny day. But you'll be able to read. So Brother Quayle has also got Steve Quayle 2.0, or Q-Files 2.0, and his private briefings. He's got this tremendous video already out about the mega drought, which also includes all of the other things that talks about the emergencies that are going to happen from problems with water. What are you going to do when they ain't producing any more gas or oil? Because why? Or what are you going to do when the police won't come if you call them because you can't call them? When the power grid's out. Or somebody's infiltrated into the 911 system. Or the phone system and they won't let anything go through. And the dispatch can't contact their police. Policemen out in the patrol cars. Or the sheriffs or the deputies can't contact each other. Then it's going to be every man for themselves, you see. And it's going to be very difficult to maintain order. Because in the time of Lucifer, it's ordo ab chao. Out of the order, out of the chaos comes the order. And then they want to kill about 6 billion people. And have no more than 500 million planet Earth, you see. It all is rolling. All the roads are, all the trains are headed to Function Junction. So, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I think Brother Quayle could get you some gold and silver. He could also give you the tips that he's hearing on all of his things. Tremendous quality of his 2.0 and his private briefings. Tell him Old Hawk sent you. And then I'll tell you, Dave and Debbie Neunemaker, and let's pray for them. Lord Jesus, will you touch them tonight? Dave and Debbie Neunemaker, will you provide them each with the medical miracles they need in their life? Medical miracles. And for all those listening, Lord, all those that you know, like Jarhead and B&E of E, okay? B&E of B. And all the different people out there. The people in Dunlap, Iowa. Several in the family. All of those in different places. All over the United States. And across the world. That are afflicted or have some kind of a trouble. Lord Jesus, we go to them right now. And will you remove anything that should be removed from them? In terms of a cancer, in terms of some kind of an infection. And will you restore them back to health, Lord Jesus? In your name, Jesus, I pray. But the Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Dave and Debbie Neunemaker have had a tremendous mission in the Far East. And they're still getting, and as we provide a little bit more every time for them, they're creating and printing Bibles in the tribes, own dialect of all these mountain tribes, the Montagnards, you know. And that's of Indochina, the Indochina Bible Project. They're making Bibles and songbooks in their own dialects. And then they get buried up the hill on on, used to go up on little ponies that they had the stirrups backwards because you were going straight up the hill. You didn't want your feet to fall out of the stirrups. But then they made roads to go up into those mountains, you see. Under Secretary of State Richard Armitage made sure that a lot of roads were built up into those areas so that Coonsaw's number four Tiger Opium could come out of the Shan states and go down all the different places, you know. But I'm going to tell you what. We're talking about the mountain yards who are on fire for the Lord Jesus. But it's Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states, Myanmar, or it used to be Burma, right? And all these mountain villages, they're on fire for the Lord because the Dunamakers went up and started missions in all these different places and then trained pastors to then take over. So if you want to get them Bibles and songbooks in their own dialects of language, anything is welcome. You can send it. Indochina Bible Project or Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton. Myerstown, that's with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, all right? Indochina Bible Project, or Nunamaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. You want to keep Old Hawk in there, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted, let me tell you. And thank all of you who do send something, or if you just want to send a card and say hi. Be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. That can be Federal Reserve notes or silver dollar, silver ounce of silver, or be a little bit of gold or a little bit of platinum, whatever it might be, or like you said, Federal Reserve notes. And that, you send it to that address, and I will tell you what, you'll help keep Old Hawk in the game, striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and try to continue to warn the remnant what is to come and how to prepare for it. We're learning a lot about the corruption of the FBI and of the DHS and of the Democratic Party and of the Biden administration and Hunter Biden, how the big guy got 10%, allegedly, of all the things Hunter would bring in. Well, I wonder if he got the whole $1.45 billion or just 10% of it. You got to look this up because it's known that the Chinese Communist Party Bank did give Hunter Biden $1.45 billion. Allegedly, it also had Hound Dog Kerry's son also might have been involved in that. And maybe allegedly also, as long with Hound Dog Kerry's son, allegedly it might have also been, in some cases, possibly Pelosi's son. Right? I've heard that. I can't verify that exactly, but I can tell you that Red China Joe's son got the bulk of it along with Kerry, but Kerry got out of that business, allegedly. But Tony Bobulinski was involved in Chinese businesses, and he went on Tucker Carlson 2 years ago and told the whole thing and showed the documents. But ABC, CBS, NBC, all of those people don't report any of this stuff. They're not even reporting on the Twitter revelations that Musk is emptying all the, you know, airing all the dirty laundry. Just so that you know what was happening and how the FBI and the Red China Joe and the Democratic Party and all of these people were involved in suppressing freedom of speech. Doing blacklisting, all the kind of things to influence elections, to prevent you from getting your word out as a candidate or as a supporter of a candidate. But I'm going to tell you what, if you're out there and if you're in the a good sheriff's department or a good police department, then I'm going to tell you what, rather than going after all the nuts coming out of a bar to kind of bite the tuppies in the back parking lot and all that crap, why don't you spend a little extra time driving by your railway yard, your grain elevator, your power substation or power plant, make an extra pass, or your farm supply or a chemical depot, your chemical supply depot, where you got ammonia, anhydrous ammonia, and that kind of stuff, make an extra pass. Think about really protecting the community rather than revenue enhancement at 2 a.m. Okay? Don't go into there and lose a period knife without a fight. You go out there and get prepared tonight. Mighty men and women of valor. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows. Strike blows against the top 27 troops with all of that and their new 10 commandments. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Pick the full picky. It's we set for you. Don't jerk it. Drive the optics, baby. Whoever's coming, come. Road and track a little L. And good night for you to do some Muay Thai fighting. I like that elbow personally. But I also like to throw in a little jiu-jitsu elbow every now and then as well. Sticks work as well. But keep up with your studies too. Your reading. Get your books. Not always online. But use them. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare like there is no tomorrow. Not read your Bible, Matthew 24, Matthew.